breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, what is the breaking news you have, Tyler Milners?
Just a little bit more good news regarding the Houston Astros, the baseball team in town. It keeps coming. Los Correa rejoins the squad yesterday, and people, we have shortstop Jeremy Pena. That panty dropper is reinstated from the injured list for Joe Espada and company right now today. Welcome back, Pena. Saw him hit that bomb in Sugar Land. You got your shortstop, Houston. Let's ride.
Yep, he is reinstated, Jeremy Pena. And they have also activated all of the guys they traded for, Correa, Sanchez, and Ramon Urias. Bryce Matthews and Jacob Melton are optioned back to Sugar Land in AAA. Zach Short is just DFA'd. Damn, Zach. Houston has also...
Came up a bit short.
Yeah, he did. So. Anyway, Houston recalled.
You believe on kicking them when they're down, that's for sure.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, leg drop right there.
I meant more so that was just corny as hell by me. But I feel you, Hogan.
Houston recalled Nick Hernandez to fill the spot on its pitching staff left by trading Ryan Gusto. So Nick Hernandez is called back up. Bryce Matthews, Jacob Melton are back to riding buses. Zach Short, we'll see where he ends up. I think he'll end up somewhere. I think he played well enough to obviously be picked up by somebody else. But the big news is Jeremy Pena is back, and we'll await to look at the lineup, and we assume he'll be leading things off. And that whole side of the infield looks completely different than it has the last several weeks. Jeremy Pena at short, Carlos Correa at third. By the way, Carlos Correa gets number four. Jesus Sanchez gets Carlos Correa gets number one.
I was about to say, whoa.
Sorry, number four was in Minnesota. Carlos gets number one. Brandon Rogers had no choice. And then Jesus Sanchez gets number four. Urias gets number 29. So that is that's the numbers if you're looking for that. But they are all back. And finally, as he said, some good news. This is going to look, Clinton Tyler, the closest to a real major league lineup that we have seen in a long time. In a long time today.
Where are all them space cowboys?
I'm telling you, they just sent a few of them down. Yeah. Well, Hunter Brown's on the mound, too. Yes. I mean, it's...
There's still going to be a few of them in there, some that they've scattered throughout. But, yeah, this is as a fan, it feels really good, man. It's almost having dealt with the injuries and having – although it's been fascinating, I've enjoyed watching all these youngsters come up and make, like literally life-changing type plays, maybe not with the Astros, but just in a standpoint of getting in the big leagues and making – and getting a hit that won a game – are making a big impact. I mean, that's what memories are made out of, man. That's big time right there. We've watched them, you know, do that over and over again to the tune of having a nice little lead in the division, and now all of a sudden you start to get healthy, you make some moves, and it's good to finally be here, man.
Yep. Jeremy Pena back with the big club, and we should look to see him and Correa in the lineup for the first time together, but in the lineup today as he has been reinstated. Bryce Matthews, Jacob Melton back to Sugar Land also with these moves. All right, let's continue to look at the Correa situation here. And I threw this out there on the other side. Listen, with the Correa thing, we all agree this is a deal that they needed to make. Maybe if it's not specifically Correa, but they needed to add somebody to this offense. And in particular, at that position with Isak Paredes going down, and it appears he's going to miss the rest of the way. They needed to add some offense there, and they do it with Carlos Correa. Now, they are going to have to pay some money. The Twins are picking up some, but they are still going to have to pay a good amount of this, and they have him for 3 years. And next year will be interesting to see what they do with all of these guys they have that can play similar positions. But I would ask, what would be a success in this trade with Correa? What would be a success for you all in this trade with Correa? 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, jump in this as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, for me, it's the Correa that we've always known. I mean, a solid, if he comes in and plays a solid third base, good deal. You know, the 270 to 300 hitter that he's been in his career, and he has been the 270 guy this year, the 300 guy, slightly over 300 last year, and he's clutch in the process, boom. Good. I mean, hell of a deal. There's no, when you're an alpha like he is, there's no holding that guy back. I mean, he's going to come in there, and when need be, he's going to step up and say what needs to be said. And I think there's some youngsters that'll benefit from that, you know, on this roster. So I just don't see how it doesn't, you know, end up a success, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah. There are some people who have some concerns. Somebody texted in here, Clint, and said, Ron, now that Tyler and the masses have had a chance to calm down from the Correa nostalgia, can you
still got a hat?
Can we objectively talk about the Astros and their pitching concerns?
Screw you, buddy.
We'll get to. Good God, it's a fair thing to talk about.
I was joking, clearly.
We'll get to their pitching concerns, but I do want to get more to Correa. The reaction has been huge, right? This has been huge, and I think both of you said it yesterday. There's a personal thing. I would dare to say that I think it's fair to say that the reaction is actually bigger than what he has shown to be this year, numbers-wise. Again, if you missed it, thus far he's hitting .267, .319 on base, .386 slug, 7 homers, 19 doubles, and 31 RBIs. Do you think the reaction is a little too big from the player and what he provides on the field perspective? You think it's a little too big?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Yeah. I mean, I don't. I think the context matters. I think the you know, if you were just going to look at the box scores, then obviously there's, I mean, just the stat line, if you will, then you know, and just this year's in a vacuum. For half the season, then I mean, maybe I guess I don't know how you look at Carlos Correa as a Houston fan or a baseball fan that just understands what all Correa brings to the table, and feel the response is above. Like I think the only knock or the only hesitation or the only concern that I think is even like accurate or fair is, you know, the injury issues.
Yeah.
Which, I don't have any. I think that's part of pro sports, and it happens. It's clearly it's happened. We all know that in Houston this year. So I don't. I'm not. I mean, he's been up and down.
You have been consistent with, like, his numbers this year. What I just read off. You've been consistent since the trade has happened. You're not really placing a lot on that. You've been consistent with, yeah, I see the numbers, but you think it's not as important. It's not as big of a deal of what he's
doing. I mean, what is the conversation around the numbers? Is the thought that concern, does somebody think that he is Father Time's jumped on his back and he's not the player he used to be? Because, I mean, like I look at it and you do a little digging on Carlos Correa, extremely slow start, all right? And then all of a sudden blows up in May. I mean, monster May.
Yeah.
Slows down in June a little bit. Now he's had a really good July. So, I mean, it's like, is the point, hey, do you like the trade or not like the trade? And Correa in totality? Or is the point, hey, man, has Father Time caught up with Carlos Correa? Is he no longer the same shortstop defensively, so he's going to move to third? Is he no longer the same caliber hitter? Is he not in clutch? Has he shrunk in big moments? Like I just don't see that being the conversation around Carlos Correa yet.
Yeah, and listen, I can see where some people, because this is there's a little bit of Nick Caley going on here, Clint. When you start to look at what people are saying about Correa, what I'm seeing a ton of the leadership and the intangibles, that Sally just said it will definitely give us guidance in the clubhouse.
Hey,
or what a shot in the arm he will be. But also with that, is he what they need on the field, right? You know, like all the intangible things are important. They do need an offensive player on the field. And I think I am with you. I need to see it before I believe that he is not going to be an impactful offensive player. I understand those numbers are not, you know, because I heard Tom Verducci say Carlos Correa was the best player traded at the trade deadline. He said that yesterday when everything ended on MLB Network, he said Carlos Correa was the best player traded at the deadline. I don't know how much I agree with that one completely, but it shows the praise and where many people in baseball think Carlos Correa is and where he will be. I know he's got 7 home runs. I know he's got 31 RBIs this year. But I just believe in that cat so much at 30 years old that when it counts and when it matters, he's going to put together good at-bats and he's going to do what Carlos Correa does, and we may see him pull out the fake watch and we may see him point to the wrist and all that. I will be more surprised if he ain't the guy that we remember him to be when it comes to it.
I am right there with you. Yep. I'm right there with you. I mean, it's like I don't think Carlos Correa has Carlos Correa ever been a guy. And I'm not a stat watcher. I'm not a box score guy. Sure, I like to mull over him every now and then if I have a reason. But I'm not one that goes directly there to call a guy's worth or not. I mean, has Carlos Correa ever been a guy that from a numbers perspective was just, oh my God, I mean, this guy's just, I mean, he is absolute nails. The OPS, the number of home runs, the average, right? I mean, he's been a steady, really good offensive player that is nails on defense and clutches anybody at the plate. With an organization that's lived in the playoffs, he's been clutch at the plate. That's who Carlos Gray is.
Yeah, I think that's a really good conversation of it. He doesn't have a ton of years where he's put together seasons in the way that I think he's viewed.
Ron, he's had,
you know what I mean?
He's had 1 year. His home run total high on a season is 26. Yeah, and it was his contract year when he left Houston, right?
And that's his highest MVP finish ever, which is 5th.
But that's it. That's the only time he had more than 25 home runs.
Yeah, he's been an all-star only twice.
Yeah, I mean,
three times in his career.
He's typically a high teens. Like, I mean, he's a high teens. Like right here, season average for Carlos Correa, 18 home runs on his career in a season.
Yeah,
it's a little down this year. Okay, what is it down? 2 or 3 home runs off of his typical trajectory. So yeah, I don't think Carlos has ever been that guy that at the plate for a season is going to be the guy that carries you. I think he's just been a solid bat that. Hey, man, when it matters most, he makes noise.
That's a great defender, yeah.